Good evening from the newsroom. Topping our CNN Global war coverage, a ceasefire under fire, a truce the public has yet to see in writing, the details of which both sides are disputing, right down to whether all the parties have to cease all their firing. In response, Iran said it was stopping oil tanker traffic through the Strait of Hormuz after allowing two ships through after the ceasefire took effect. Oil prices, which settled today sharply lower, began ticking back up in after-hours trading. At issue, whether Israel is a full party to the ceasefire, meaning it includes Israeli strikes on Lebanon or just strikes on Iran. Pakistan's prime minister, who brokered the truce, said yes, they are. So does Iran. President Trump says no, and Vice President Vance today said this.
I think this comes from a legitimate misunderstanding. I think the Iranians thought that the ceasefire included Lebanon, and it just didn't. We never made that promise. We never indicated that was going to be the case. What we said is that the ceasefire would be focused on Iran, and the ceasefire would be focused on America's allies, both Israel and the Gulf Arab states. Now, that said, the Israelis, as I understand it, again, I'm supposed to get a fuller report when I get on the plane, have actually offered to be, frankly, to check themselves a little bit in Lebanon because they want to make sure that our negotiation is successful. That's not because that is part of the ceasefire. I think that's the Israelis trying to set us up for success, and we'll of course see how that unfolds in the next few days.